when I whet my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment. I will take vengeance upon mine enemies, and I will repay those who hate me. O Lord, raise me to thy right hand and count me among thy saints.
Hello, this is Joe Rogan, and you are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast with your host, Miguel.
You know, Miguel, he's a guy that grew up in the Wyckoff Projects in downtown Brooklyn. Check it.
Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind be still. The 10,000 things rise and fall, while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature. The way of nature is unchanging. Knowing constancy is insight. Not knowing constancy leads to disaster. Knowing constancy, the mind is open. With an open mind, you will be open-hearted. Being open-hearted, you will act royally. Being royal, you will attain the divine. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. Being at one with the Tao is eternal. And though the body dies, the Tao will never pass away.
You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is episode 242, and today is Saturday, December 6th, 2025. Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. So today we're going to pick up from what we left behind in the last episode, 241, where we were listening to Chase Hughes talking about, you know, social media and how the powers that be manipulate us through our subconscious mind and how deep this programming really runs. And he, you know, in the last episode, he got into Tavistock, which is in London. It took place in 1921. And all of those experiments where, you know, they would shatter people's psyche. And then, you know, as a result of shattering their psyche, they were able to run mind control on them, you know. What he gets into today, what Chase Hughes gets into in today's program, he speaks about how this system is making us forget who we actually are. And that, on the surface, listening to that, it sounds like, oh yeah, he forgot who he was. But when you look at it in reality, it actually disconnects you, almost in a sense, almost disconnects you from reality. Because of the fact, if you don't know who you are, you don't know what your role is that you're responsible for, and any number of things you want to tack on to that, because at that point, you're basically, again, that NPC pushing the shopping cart down, you know, Fifth Avenue or whatever street in Grand Theft Auto 5, you know, aimlessly just pushing a shopping cart down the street. So I can really resonate with Chase, man, the way he breaks things down, because he does it in a way that even if you're kind of new to this topic or you don't have a full understanding of it, he gives you the little components where you can kind of take it apart and unpack it and then repack it to where you understand it. You know, you might want to listen to this episode a second time. Definitely you want to check out Chase Hughes, his YouTube channel. There's always going to be a link in the description here, so check him out over there. And the takeaway on this episode basically is he opens up with saying they made you forget who you are, but then Chase comes back and says, if there's a memory, there's a way back. And then there's 6 steps to find your way back, to finding out who you actually are. Right. And I'll add on to that, to discover or reveal the divine spark of God within yourself, or which every man has within him. Just as a side note too, I'm hearing so much of this crossfire talk on AI and how powerful AI is and how it's going to replace all these jobs. And in actuality, it is beginning to replace jobs and do all of these things that they're saying it would. But there's so many things wrong with that, because of the fact that if they replace everyone's job, either they plan on killing us all or providing some kind of sustenance for us. In other words, you know, providing income to us and everything like that, which I know for a fact they're not going to do. So people are so afraid of this AI that it's going to replace everything that I see that as not being true. Yes, it's something to be intimidated by, and it's something to be concerned, maybe not intimidated by, but something to be aware of. Let's put it in that light. Because a lot of that AI talk that they're putting on us is just compounding more fear on top of us. And a good way to look at it is this. People that don't have a clear understanding of really how life expresses itself, if you don't have a clear understanding, they're going to look at the mechanics of everything that's being presented to them and say, AI is going to replace everybody, so we're all going to starve. We don't need any of that, because when you take it down to its bare components, what mankind really needs is a guy plowing a field, growing food, whereas another guy becomes a blacksmith, and then the other guy's good at fishing, the other guy's good at fixing things and building homes. In other words, where people can, as long as we have land, we can eat food and we can work together as far as moving forward in life. We don't need AI. You know what I mean? And that's when all of this manipulation and when the dark times really started coming, is as computers really began taking over. And I'm a programmer. I'm a computer developer, you know, database guy, SQL and, you know, Visual Basic and, you know, designing applications. And I have a pretty decent understanding of computers. The problem is not the computers, it's the way they're being utilized. You could take a computer database and program it to disperse and evenly distribute food and, you know, checking calendars and, you know, setting up routes for distribution and everything like that. You can use it for something very positive like that, or the opposite, and you could use it to enslave mankind. And it looks like they're going for the second choice, to destroy mankind. But I don't think they're going to get away with it. I really don't think. I know we're very close to it, but there's so many people waking up right now to what's really taking place. Videos like this, speakers like Chase Hughes that are really exposing what's taking place right now. And the young people aren't buying it either, you know. There's a whole thing I see taking place right now where, like, you know, the baby boomers, you know, I will say it honestly, it sounds like they're blaming the baby boomers, which a lot of baby boomers are really out to lunch and don't have a clue. They tell you, oh, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I say that because I'm a boomer. I was born in 1959, but I feel a lot younger than that. But they, you know, you have one side blaming the other. The first thing you have to understand is people that are from that generation, you know, they paid, or we paid into our Social Security. And if we never paid that money into the government for FICA, if we just invested it in the stock market, we probably have four times more money right now that we paid into our retirement than if we let the government handle it. Now, the flip side of that is, you know, like I said, the boomers, they talk about, oh, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and all that stuff, which is BS, because the world has changed so much right now. And there's so many layers and layers and layers of toxic thinking and manipulation and programming that people have against them today. But today, I'll give them credit. The young people are really beginning to wake up. What you must understand is, I'm seeing it in the politics now, and I'm all over the place, but kind of bear with me here. The politics with this Gasmani guy, whatever, I forget the guy's name in New York City, the new mayor, that, you know, they're doing the Sharia law and everything like that. And what I'm seeing as a result is you're getting non-Muslims beginning to hate Muslims because they think they're trying to take over New York City with Sharia law, and then vice versa. And what they're doing is they want everybody to fight against one another. So there's separation, divide, and conquer. And that's the least thing that we don't want right now. We can't be separating from one another. And one thing I will say about Muslims, they believe that, they might not believe that Jesus Christ was God, but they have respect for him, and, you know, they acknowledge him. They call him a prophet. He's actually the son of God, but it is what it is. As my listeners know, I'm a Christian. And I will, at any opportunity, profess Yeshua HaMashiach, the Merciful, the Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the earth. And we need that type of thinking right now these days, as opposed to this AI that's taking place. But again, there's so many layers to what they're doing to us. And you really better grasp a clear understanding of what's taking place, because there's so many levels above us, man, as far as it comes tricking us and manipulating us and putting us to fight against one another. There's so many, so so much broken down science and technology and everything up through social media and algorithms that they put it on us. They look for your weakness and then they manipulate that weakness. But what your purpose is, or what you need to do, is try to eliminate those weaknesses or have an understanding of how they're able to get into you with their spells and their darkness, right? And that's, again, that's where Jesus comes into play. And there's a lot of different factors that fall into that. But to have a clear understanding, back to Chase Hughes, of who you are, who you once were, you know, how to get back there. Because that's how heavy this mental manipulation is controlling us. You know, the subconscious mind that they're manipulating through all of these algorithms. There's a lot here. But you know what? I spoke a lot here. Chase Hughes really gives it a good breakdown. I do want to thank you for listening. Praise Jesus' name. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's merciful name. If you didn't listen to the prior episode, episode 241, I recommend listening to episode 241 and then doing 242. Either way, it's the same difference. But again, thank you for listening, and let's get into the episode. And just in closing, I want to thank Ibienki for that 5-star review on iTunes. Really want to thank you very much. It's very, very heartwarming. And go, Ibienki, go to my website, which is the link in the description, alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com, and pick out a t-shirt and reach out and let me know, you know, what size and such. And I'll, you know, like I said a couple of episodes back, you know, 5-star review on iTunes, you're definitely getting a free t-shirt. So get back to me with that and let's. Also, a big thanks to, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Jengisha. I think you're from Queens, but I got really good comments through Spotify for some reason, because as you guys know, I'm really shadow banned, like, and I don't know the way it really, the mechanics of it, but it seems like I cannot get anything through YouTube, Instagram, whatever, because I get almost nil, none, no feedback at all on any platform, which is cool because I know my message is getting out and I see where I rate. So that's fine. But people have mentioned to me that they email me or they'll send something and I never respond back. That's the reason why. So I do have a Telegram. I think Telegram is, they have less control over that. So if you check the description, you'll see, all those links, and in my Instagram, you'll also see that, or in the comment section of this episode, you'll see my links and my link tree where I have my Instagram and all that stuff. But it seems like you're able to get through to me possibly through Spotify, rather. I'm sorry, Spotify. I'm able to get messages on. So it seems like, but like I said, I'm so shadow banned, whatever. And of course, it's Steve Friesberg out of Asheville, North Carolina. That's my man right there, listener for years. Shout out to him. I know he's got a lot of things cooking, so you want to check him out on Instagram. And, yeah, man. And, hey, yo, shout out to Ireland. Shout out to Dublin. Shout out to UK. You guys always support me with the listening. I see when I look at the charts, I always notice that I get a lot of listens over there, and of course the US. So yeah, let's get into the episode.
Something is quietly stealing your memory. And if you're not paying attention, it might take your identity with it. This isn't a crisis that you're gonna see on the news. It's just a slow fade. It's a blur. It's literally mass amnesia. It's not a call to panic. This is an invitation, not to believe, to notice. If your mind's been foggy, if you've felt off, unfocused, or not quite you, you are not alone. I'm gonna show you what's happening, how to know if you're being affected by it, and how to find your way back. Let's pull back the curtain on what's been quietly reshaping your inner world without your permission. Most people think they're making choices. What to read, what to feel, what matters. What if it's been curated? These algorithms know exactly what sparks your anger, what's going to piss you off. They know when you're lonely. They predict the moment that you're going to crave attention. Once they know that, they don't just show you what you want. They build who you become. AI doesn't wait to see who you are. It decides which options that you will even see. The news, the trends, you are being led somewhere. A reality manufactured by code that you will never read and systems that you never really consented to. This isn't just manipulation. That is a structural erosion of self, of identity. Our instincts start to dull, our beliefs soften into a silence, and it's not done through force. First, you feel numb, constantly reactive. You might swing between apathy and agitation without a lot of clear causes for it. That is a nervous system that is overstimulated by artificial inputs. We are scrolling, swiping, clicking, and reacting. Our brains were never meant for this much input. Being alone with no music, no internet feels almost unbearable. And modern neuroscience shows us that without deep, undistracted focus, our brains can't transfer short-term experiences into long-term memory. It's like our lives are now being written in disappearing ink. You might not be able to recall conversations or moments or maybe a feeling from last year. That is not just stress. It is a breakdown in memory encoding. One degree here, another forgotten moment somewhere else. Your attention fragments. Psychologists call this cognitive drift, but in this era, it's something darker. You don't just forget moments. You forget identity. You forget yourself. How do you know if this is happening to you? Maybe you used to be curious or passionate or driven, and now those traits just feel like something distant that you can't grab anymore. You start to believe that none of it matters. Meaning starts fading and apathy starts spreading. What we're talking about here is not just burnout. This is the final symptoms. The self just gets really vulnerable. And at this moment, you are ready to be rewritten. And they can write that story for you. So if any of that hit close to home, don't panic. This means that something inside of you still remembers. And if there's memory, that means that there is a way back. So there are six steps to starting to remember your way back. Step one, see the fog. Every reach for your phone, every scroll, start tracking the stuff. Don't fight the trance, just notice the trance. The fog loses power when you can see it and you're aware of it. Step two, drop the mask completely. Our world wants you to be obsessed with how people perceive you. This culture wants you to be fearful of what people think. Say three true things that you've never said before, even to yourself. Step three, get into your body. Return to the instrument of your being, more in tune with your body. Get mindful, feel your ribs move, breathe like it's your only job. Step four, returning and recovering what you buried. Dream or a passion or some wildness that was inside of you, that was exiled. It was not extinguished. Step five, make the ordinary things sacred. Your words shape the future. This is not mysticism. This is neuroplasticity. You're getting your brain back. Step six is leave a trail. Write down one sentence. Tape it anywhere that you're going to see it. Something that says, I was here and I remembered. That might sound ridiculous, but if you even try this for a couple of days, I want you to comment down below what happened having that weird phrase put up where you could see it. So before you go back into your life, before the noise starts to creep back in, I want to leave you with something important. And it's not a warning. It's not a solution. It's a couple of questions. And once these questions are planted inside you, they might never let you rest the same way again. What parts of me have I already forgotten? What instincts started to grow quiet? What dreams did I have that grew small? What parts of myself have I lost? Not because I changed, but because I stopped remembering those parts. And if some of those pieces are missing, I want you to answer each one of those with a follow-up question of, did I let them slip away, or did something take those from me? So memory isn't lost all at one time. Memory is chipped away, and it's a thousand little compromises over the course of a period of time. And it happens over and over, tiny compromises, until you wake up and you no longer recognize the shape of your own mind. But if you ask the right questions, if you sit in the quiet again, if you stop running from your own reflection, a face that you almost forgot, a voice that you thought you lost, a fire you didn't realize was still burning, those pieces can start to come back. You were never fully erased, only hidden. And memory always knows how to find its way home. And here's the part that they hope you never figure out. If they can fracture your memory, they can fracture your identity. And if they fracture your identity, they don't need to control you anymore. You're going to do it for them, by yourself. And that's not paranoia. That is a real blueprint. Once you stop remembering, you'll buy any story that they give you. You'll think it was always this way. You'll think your silence was even your idea. You'll think the numbness is life. But here is the truth that they absolutely cannot delete. Behind that fog, you are still in there. You're not lost. You don't need a guru. You don't need another system. You don't need to escape the matrix. You just need to remember what they work so hard to make you forget. Your thoughts are your territory. Your attention is your weapon. And your memory is the map. And above all of this, your sense of self is not theirs to edit. So if something inside you shook a little while watching this, if your gut tightened up, if your eyes maybe burned a little, if you felt like someone just turned a light on in a room that you forgot existed, that wasn't me waking you up. That was you. I'm just pointing toward the exit, and I'm asking you to do one thing. I want you to remember. And whatever you do, don't go back to sleep.
Thank you for listening, and check out my website at alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. That's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com, where you could see all of my content links for my Instagram, Rumble, Telegram, Linktree, and Twitter sites. Also visit my online merch store, where you can check out my t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, baseball caps. All links are in the description. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com and miguel@alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. Again, thank you for listening.